As both public awareness and concern over GMOs increases, some companies have begun moving away from them. General Mills announced in 2014 that its iconic cereal brand, Cheerios, will no longer contain GMO ingredients, though the company continues to fund the fight against the labeling of GMO products. In mid-2014, General Mills purchased Annie's, the popular maker of organic mac and cheese and other snack products, for $820 million. Some observers suggested the move could signal GM shifting its product line into purer foods, but others wondered whether the giant corporation was instead planning to add GMO ingredients to Annie's products. Herein lies the issue with GMOs. It's often difficult to discern which products contain them, and food corporations can profit by being coy. In recent years, a few forward-thinking grocery stores and restaurant chains have made efforts to label GMO foods so that consumers can at least know which products are GMO and which are not. The Chipotle restaurant chain announced it would be removing GMO ingredients from its menu. Whole Foods Market said it will require the labeling of all GMO products in its U.S. and Canadian stores by 2018. But such measures as public policy have been voted down after Monsanto and GMO-friendly corporations poured millions into campaigns to prevent such labeling. Some question whether GMO labeling would even help. In mid-2014, the House Agriculture Committee's Subcommittee on Horticulture, Research, Biotechnology, and Foreign Agriculture heard from several GMO-friendly academics who essentially argued that Americans were too ignorant to read and understand GMO labeling. David Just, a Cornell University professor and co-director of the Cornell Center for Behavioral Economics in Child Nutrition Programs, told the subcommittee, "It is ignorance of the product, and it's a general skepticism of anything they eat that is too processed or treated in some way that they don't quite understand. Even using long scientific-sounding words make it sound like it's been grown in a test tube, and people get scared of it." Another academic, Professor Calestous Juma of Harvard's Kennedy School, agreed, adding that misinformed voters have cowed political leaders, especially in the EU, into placing restrictions on the use of GMOs. Not called to testify before the House subcommittee was Jerry Greenfield, co-founder of Ben & Jerry's Ice Cream, who disputes the argument that GMO labeling would frighten consumers. "This idea that consumers will be scared away, the label will be a very simple thing, a few words on a container saying something like, 'may be produced with genetic engineering.' It's not scary," Greenfield says.